Darcy, you are coming to the Bloomsburg Fair. First of all, have you already been performing at fairs, and what's it like performing in the fair context with that type of crowd?
I'm very excited. It's been really fun. I mean, I've never done that before. It's been pretty cool, and I'm very excited to come to Bloomsburg.
Now, when people come out to the Bloomsburg Fair to see you and your cast of characters, what can they expect when they come see Darcy Lynn perform?
They can expect just a really, like, fun show with lots of music, and they're going to laugh a lot. They'll be wowed. It's just a fun night to bring your whole family, your grandparents, your parents, your kids. Really fun.
Well, we are excited to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about you growing up. Now, currently you are 13 years old, correct?
Yeah, I'll be 14 soon.
What grade are you in school? Eighth grade?
Eighth grade, yeah.
And when it comes to school, obviously you're traveling a lot, putting on your shows. How do you get your schoolwork in? What does that look like for you?
Well, basically, I take the work that I know I'm going to miss, and I take it with me on my trip, and I get as much of it done as I can. I bring it back, and if I don't get all of it done, then I just make it up when I'm back. But really couldn't do it without my school. They're really great and very, very helpful, very flexible. So
now let's talk about Darcy Lynn before America's Got Talent. Of course, many people fell in love with you and your cast of characters there when you received that golden buzzer in season 12 of America's Got Talent. Reading a little bit about you, you've shared that you were actually a very timid young person. How did you go from being timid to being on America's biggest stage?
Well, it was pretty challenging. I was very, very shy when I went on that stage. I was scared. Terrified. But EGT being on those, like, that stage for a while, for a couple of times, really helped me come on my show. It was a really great experience, and I'm, like, way more improved now. So.
Well, you look like you were having a lot of fun. For people that don't know, what's it like prior to getting on that audition stage at AGT? Are there several rounds that you had to go through to get to that point in front of the judges?
Yeah, well, first, I had to send in a video audition to the producers, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. We want to see you in person. So it was a video audition. Then we drove to Austin, Texas. It's the closest audition city for us. We drove there. I performed in front of the producers. And they were like, okay, well, you look great. We'll call you in about a month or so, tell you if you got on the show. And they called us a month later, and they're like, you made it to the show with the judges. And we were like screaming. And then after that, I went on the audition show, got the golden buzzer, went straight to the live show. And yeah.
Now, what was it like? Of course, we all got to watch you on TV there when Mel B hit the buzzer. What was going through your mind? Because you had this look of shock, surprise. What was going through your mind there when you realized you got all this gold confetti falling around you and you realized what had just happened?
I don't even know. I mean, it's been a while and I just was really shocked. Like, I didn't even, like, know what was happening, but, like, I knew what was happening, but I didn't. It was just really crazy.
Well, you definitely impacted a lot of people. In fact, your audition video there, 21 million views at last count with the YouTube video. You did a great job. You talk, though, that you had a lot of support from your friends and family. How important is that support with you, you know, being 13? How important is it for young people to have the support of their friends and family to pursue their dreams?
It's very important. I probably, like, wouldn't have been able to succeed without the support of my friends and family. It's just a great feeling to know that you have, like, a whole team behind you. And it definitely makes you more confident and encourages you to do very well. So, very helpful.
Now, as we look back, of course, your main thing that you do is ventriloquism. And we've met the characters of Petunia, Oscar, Edna. First of all, you only did ventriloquism for a couple of weeks before you really started to get into it. How did you pick ventriloquism as something to do? And what was that progression like getting on? Because I know you have coaches and you've picked up these characters. What did that look like for you?
Well, I started when I was 10. I did my very first competition after only a month of practicing.
Wow.
It was local here and where I live. I did that competition and I actually ended up winning it. And this couple that was sitting in the audience went to church with a professional ventriloquist here in Oklahoma. They told him about me and he was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get a hold of this girl's family so I can help her out. And knowing my dad, he's all dad mojo and, like, looked him up. and then we met him at Chili's, and now he's my coach, and we've been with him for almost 4 years.
Now, the golden buzzer, that was with Petunia, right?
Yes. I performed with Petunia. She sings Summertime, and Mel B hit the golden buzzer.
Now, how did you pick Petunia to be your main character audition? Was she the first, I don't know, do we call them puppets, dummies? What do we call them, and how did you pick her?
You should call them, like, characters, puppets, friends, or whatever. But originally, I was going to do my cowgirl, because my cowgirl was my very first puppet. I was originally going to yodel with her, because she yodeled. But the producers were like, oh, no, we really love the bunny. Why don't you do her? And I was like, oh, I don't know. But it ended up working out really well, though. So.
Yeah, I guess it did.
It was a hit.
Now, of course, America's Got Talent, that's what puts you in the forefront of everybody. But one of the prizes, you could say, was the headline show there in Vegas. What was that like for you?
That was amazing. Like, I was arriving at the hotel in Vegas, and, like, my face was plastered. I mean, my poster for the show was plastered right next to, like, J-Lo. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. But it was really awesome. The crowds were great. And I got to perform with my AGT friends, which was really fun. Preacher Lawson, Angelica, and Light Balance. So that was really cool.
And then a lot of experiences that you've had since then, and really a very short time, because I believe the episode, the Golden Buzzer episode, was in May. So really just since around a year or so, you've had a lot of amazing experiences. Why don't you share a little bit of those and what's been your favorite?
Well, I got to perform on the Rodeo Opry, which is really cool. I love that, the Grand Ole Opry. I've also gotten to do all these little, like, things on the side. Like, I've gotten to go to, like, this Variety magazine thing. It was, like, the Power of Young Hollywood, mm-hmm. and invited, like, all these young, like, successful, like, young people, and that was really cool. I got to meet John Mendez, and I literally about died. He's awesome. He's a songwriter. I do have my own NBC Christmas special coming up that I'm very excited about, and I can't wait.
A lot of great things for you. Now, as we think about the fact you are in eighth grade, but you have this great opportunity before you, what is it that you want to do down the road? And I assume you're looking at this as a career as you continue to move forward.
I do actually want to, like, in the future, like, probably record some song and, like, do some more, like, acting things. I think would be really cool.
Now, your gift, your talent actually is ventriloquism and singing. I know you sing as yourself without your characters as well. What would you say to the young person out there listening who has a gift of some sort, whatever it may be? What would you say to encourage them to get up and to use that gift?
Probably just, like, to never give up. Don't let anyone tell you no, because if you believe it could happen, it probably can. Just work really hard for it.
Now, you mentioned your coach. He came from a church.
Yeah.
Are you involved in church yourself?
Yeah, I do. I try to go to church every Sunday when I'm home. That's very important to me and my family. We're very faithful, so we always love to go to church together. Yeah.
Can you use your Petunia voice to encourage everyone to come out to the Bloomsburg Fair?
Sure. What would you like for me to say?
Just do an invitation as Petunia.
Hi, guys. It's Petunia and Darcy. We are so excited to come to the Bloomsburg Fair on Monday, September 24th.
Hey, Darcy, thanks so much for checking in with us, and you have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.